Hi, everybody. It's so nice to be here, and thank you for inviting me. It's really an honor, actually, to be able to do this. I would have never dreamed that I would have had the life I have now. I always wanted to be thin because I thought thin was where it was at. And the reason I did was because it was kind of honed into me as a child. My mother admired people who were thin, and she wasn't a thin person herself, but she really drove home to me how very important it was to look good and to be thin. And I actually did put on some lipstick for you because my mother said you're never supposed to go out of the door without lipstick. So it was her era, right? But anyway, she was a very good mother, hardworking mother. But I really felt as a child less than always. I was chubby. I don't know if there's a picture of, if we have some pictures you want to, I don't know, can you pop them up? Thank you so much. Okay, so that's me eating as a baby. And I made everybody in my family smile when they saw me eating because I could eat a lot. And it made people laugh and smile. But as I got a little bit older, my weight increased. And I think there's another picture of me. There I am in school. You can see my face is quite round. And when I was in school, there were two chubby children. I was one of them, and then another girl. And actually, I was chubbier than her, but we kind of had a standoff, like a silent one about who was the chubbier one. But it was definitely me when I look back. And when I was at about that age, there was, and I don't know if anybody experienced this in school or not, but they would weigh us. And they would have a line of children, and then the person recording the weight would say, like somebody would say, the person who was doing the weighing would say to the person recording, Lisa weighs. And at about that time, or maybe a little older, I was 100 pounds. And somebody said, you know, the person weighing, she's 100 pounds. And that went right down the line. Everybody was talking about me. I could hear the whispers. I could hear the laughs. I could hear the word 100 pounds. And it was just humiliating. And so it added to my feeling of lessness. You know, I meant to start out with a prayer before I spoke. And if you wouldn't mind, I'm just going to stop a minute and do that. God, today help me set aside everything I think I know about you, everything I think I know about myself, everything I think I know about others, and everything I think I know about my own recovery, so I may have an open mind and a new experience with all these things. Please help me see the truth. And that was what I didn't have. I didn't have the truth. I didn't have the truth that I was fine. I was loved. I was somebody worth helping. And I believe that this program, even though I thought I was always spiritual, I went to church as a child, sang in the choir, church choir in high school, college. I didn't really go to, once I was an adult, I didn't really go to church until I had my children and I was married. But I really felt like, I don't know. It was just, it was something that I needed to learn about a higher power that I only could learn in the rooms of OA. And that was how valuable I really was, whether I was heavy or not. I was loved and I was valued. So, and I would say many fellows brought me to that place. So I couldn't do it alone. I couldn't just pray about it. I mean, I did pray and I needed prayer time, and I did prayer time before I came here. I had my morning time with God, but it was the fellows and the literature and all of the things that brought me to my higher power that made me feel better about myself. And like I was worthy to work this program. I was worthy to do what it took. But as a child, no, I did not feel like that about myself at all. And I would say up into my 40s, that's when I started the program. So I also noticed that the kids in school kind of babied me. When I say babied, they didn't push me to do physical things because probably they figured I couldn't. And I think that in my own head and heart, I didn't think I could. So there was no point in me trying, which is unfortunate because, I mean, I'm very physical today. I love being physical. I love to exercise. And I probably did back then. That would have been my true self. But no, I didn't do it and I didn't get pushed. And so I remember the kids saying, well, you don't have to do that, or we'll do it for you. And I was like, okay. And I just let people. I just let the kids do it. I don't know if there's a middle school picture with me holding flowers, I think. Then I was about 13. Let's see. There we go. I was in my sister's wedding. And I was plump. But I hadn't gotten to 230 pounds. That was my top weight when I was in my 40s, 30s, and no, 40s, I think, early 40s. But here, you know, this is like that time in your life where you want to be noticed by boys and you want to be pretty and you don't want to be heavy. And I got teased at that age as well as early childhood. But it was okay. Now that I look at myself, I say, you know, I wasn't enormous. That dress is kind of a floaty dress. I wasn't enormous back then. And I didn't feel good about myself, but I know in my heart it was just this way of living. It was just the way I lived, just not feeling like I was enough. Like I could compare myself to other women all the time. I did it all the time. And the other girls were always thinner in my mind. They were all, and my mother, she kind of aided with that. And she came from such a dysfunctional family that she didn't seem to know any better. I don't blame her like I used to. I used to have a terrible dislike for my mother. And we ended up becoming estranged from each other as I got older, for various reasons. But it was better for my family that I not be amidst her company. I did pray for her. I did make an amends to her in a letter. So I was able to do some of the step work to help me and to change that for myself, the dislike for her. So, 'cause she was on a journey just like me. And then when I got a little bit older, I think there's another picture I can show you and talk about that. Not sure if, I think it might be my, I'm in a dress and, no, that's my wedding. There I go. Okay, so I'm in college. You can see I'm quite thin there. What I notice about myself is that I can go to extremes in my thinking and I can go to extremes in my behaviors. And this was one of my behaviors. I got very, very thin. And my mother approved of that weight. And I'm not going to say that I was anorexic, but I could have been. I never was like super bony. Like people would say, oh my gosh, you're too thin. That nobody ever said that to me. But I feel like I could really go from swing from one end to the other. And there I felt good about the way I looked, but I didn't feel good about myself inside because I was still comparing myself to others in my mind and my heart. And you know what? I don't know how the words are exactly, but it's like you're comparing your insides with everybody's outsides. And that's what I did, you know. So anyway, I was in college then. I had a boyfriend, and he could never do anything right for me. I was still eating compulsively when I could. I remember going to his house before he left for college one weekend, and his mom and sister were baking cookies, and I'm sorry, I shouldn't have said that word. They were baking, and I started to, they offered me something, and I started to eat, and I couldn't stop, and it was embarrassing. And I think the sister said, well, we're sending those for him. And I was like, oh my gosh. So I did stop, but I had to be told to stop. And so that was, you know, part of my story. I just couldn't stop. I wanted to. I didn't want to eat the way I did, but I also couldn't stop once I started. And then after I graduated from college, I became a nurse. I was very sad and lonely. And I felt like if I lost, I gained weight after that picture, that last picture, because that's what I did. I went back and forth. And I had gained weight. I was about 150 pounds after nursing school, very stressed out in nursing school, found it very difficult. And I had a friend who was a roommate and a nursing student. And she and I were both eating buddies in college. And so I gained weight. But then when I graduated, I was like, I don't want to be heavy. And so I went to a pay and weigh, and I went to a gym, and I got skinny again. And I had men's attention, which I had kind of wanted, but I didn't realize how much of it I was going to get and from how many different kinds of men. And I did not make, let's just say I did not make good choices. And I'll let you figure that out. So the last male attention I had, I realized that I wanted better for myself. And I remember saying to God, because I did have a relationship with God, it was just, I didn't know what he could do for me. I thought I was the lame one, and he was disappointed in me like my mother was. But I said to God, I said, there's got to be something better. And you know what? God was like, you bet there is. You bet there is. And I've got it for you. And I want you to have it. And I said to him, I said, I wish I could have a male in my life that was a good husband. And, you know, I would like to meet somebody. If you have somebody for me, I'd like to meet him soon. If you don't, that's okay. I don't have to be married. I don't have to be anything. And 2 weeks later, I was working my job at the hospital. I had I was the last, I was the one up for the next admission. And it was my now husband for 36 years. It was his parents, and his dad needed a surgery. And so I got him ready for surgery. We ended up talking, and she found out that who my mother was. She bought jewelry from my mother because my mother worked in a jewelry store, and there were no HIPAA laws back then. So we had broken anonymity and HIPAA laws. But anyway, my mother-in-law, who was my mother-in-law now, she called my mother or went to the jewelry store somehow and said, is your daughter available? Because I have a son. And so anyway, our two mothers put us together. And it's a great story. It was really amazing and so God. I mean, 2 weeks later. And I had been waiting a long time. All my friends married and or had serious boyfriends. And I just felt, again, like I didn't get that because I wasn't good enough. So there's the wedding. There I am. I'm thin again. But my mother told me that my aunt said my butt looked big in a dress that I had. Not that one, but another dress that I wore. And she, it just made me feel so bad about myself. And I was very thin there. I was only about 130 pounds. Well, that was thin, I think. And so anyway, went on a hun on our honeymoon. And what did I do? I started to eat. We drank, we ate, we relaxed. We didn't do much activities. We just kind of did fun stuff and nothing too exerting. But I did. I gained a lot of weight. And then that was sad because I came back and everybody knew it. I could gain weight like that, just like that. And it was my clothes were tight, and anyway, it was a very sad time. I ended up getting a job after we came back from our honeymoon, and worked part time. Then we moved again, so there was a lot of moving and no friendships and aloneness. I was a lot of an isolator, big time isolator. And so anyway, when we finally moved to our current home, which we've been in for 35 years, I joined a church. I sang in the choir again. I always liked to sing. And it was, I started to meet people and it was helpful. But it wasn't, I could never be happy. I could never be at peace, even with God, even with church. And so finally, I started having children. I gained 80 pounds with my first baby, 65 pounds with my second baby, and 60 pounds with my third baby. And I lost all of the weight with the first baby, but I could not lose the weight with the second and third baby. So I got up to 230 pounds. And I think there's a picture of me with white pants. I don't know if you have that one available.
No, I didn't receive that one. Sorry.
Oh, you didn't get that one? Okay, then what I'm going to do is I'm going to see if I can find it on my phone, because you'll say, oh yeah, I can see how she can swing from one weight to the other. So I'm sorry about that. Let's see what I can do. I don't know. Maybe I won't be able to do that one, but anyway, it was a very I was very obese, 230 pounds, you can just imagine. And so it was just something I didn't know what to do. Somebody had told me years ago when I was in college about Overeaters Anonymous and that they loved it, but they were overweight. And I was like, well, I don't get that. I mean, what are you so happy about being in Overeaters Anonymous and you're overweight? What does that mean? I didn't get it. And then I heard it when I was working at a boutique of all places. I couldn't wear the clothes. I could wear some of them, tops, because I was smaller on top. But I worked in a clothing boutique and I heard it on the radio. So this was the. How much time do I have left, by the way?
1.5 minutes or longer if you'd like.
Oh, very nice. Thank you. So anyway, I just felt like, what am I going to do? I'm going to have to think about Overeaters Anonymous after I heard that radio message. So the following week, I went to work and I heard the message again. So I called some people and from Overeaters Anonymous and got directions. And then I didn't go. And then I called somebody again and I said, well, I don't know, where is it located? Where are the meetings? Or, it was like there was no, back then, there was no cell phones that you could Google the directions. So I had to ask people for directions. It was putting it off. I kept putting it off. And I wasn't being honest to myself because I knew that I needed help and I knew I needed to do something. So, but honesty is a problem for somebody like me. And I'm going to just read something very briefly from the big book if I can. It says, Rarely have we seen a person fail who has thoroughly followed our path. Those who do not recover are people who cannot or will not completely give themselves to this simple program, usually men and women who are constitutionally incapable of being honest with themselves. And do you know what? That was my problem. I really wasn't honest with myself. And so what I did is I finally made it to a meeting, and it was in the month of September. I remember going after. I said, I'll go this time. I'll go that time. Finally, it was like, okay, I'll go after Labor Day. So finally, I went there. And I thought it was the strangest place, the strangest people. Nice, very kind, but just the way they talked, I didn't get it. And but I never left. And I'm glad I never left, because I would go sometimes, like my weight, up and down. I would go sometimes and I wouldn't go, but I never left. And finally, I got a sponsor, and she took me through the steps. It was amazing. She didn't want to do it, but I had the gift of desperation, and I had this feeling like, if I don't do it now, I'm never going to do it. I'm never going to make it. I'm going to be heavy the rest of my life. So she had me do 30 questions in 30 days, and I answered. I called her every day for 30 days. She said, I want to know if you're eating sugar or if you're eating any binge foods, because if you are, I'm not working with you. She was definitely tough love. And it was good. It was good for me, because I needed to be serious. I thought about food all the time. And it was just amazing to me at the end of that 30 days that I was not thinking about food. And at the end of the 30 days, I said to her, I said, I can't believe I don't think about food like I used to. And she told me, she said, I was supposed to eat, you know, the foods that I could eat, but not the binge foods. And somebody else told me to eat three meals with life in between. And I did just that. And it made a huge difference, because I ate all day long. I ate from when I got up. I even ate off my kids' plates. When they didn't finish food, I ate all day until I went to bed. And I wasn't thinking about food like that. It was a miracle. It was a miracle. Went through the steps, did the fourth step. I sat and cried after or during while I gave her the fourth step. I was terrified, but I did it. And I felt like I went another step higher. I absolutely did. Started making my amends, and the weight started coming off. And my husband at that time wanted to go to the Pay and Weigh. And so we went, and I weighed every week with him less every week. That had never happened to me in a Pay and Weigh. I was always up and down and up and down. Not this time. This was the only thing that worked. It was the last house on the block. And it worked for me, and it can work for you. And don't give up until the miracle happens. It really can. And I think that's it. How's that?